sitting here letting my car warm up. I mean, you know, you better sit tight because there's new content coming that's probably going to be off the roof that you never even heard. I'm being flooded right now with just types and shadows and images, and it's just, it's getting ready to shift. Things are getting ready to shift. They already have, to be honest with you. You don't even know what I'm talking about, and you probably never will. Hopefully you get a glimpse of it. I don't know, because if you got a glimpse of it, it changed your whole life. You really think that you're doing something? You know, the story of Moses, Hosea, and Gomer, Jonah. You know, when Jonah was going through there and saying, judgment's coming, judgment's coming, and he went and got depressed under a juniper tree. Don't you know that was an object lesson? Don't you know that Hosea and Gomer were an object lesson? Don't you know that the stuff that was happening in Ezekiel were object lessons to try to show you God's love and God's judgment and God's disappointment and God's for his church, for his nation state? I mean, don't everything in front of you is a story from God. We might think, well, the Illuminati's doing it, but God wouldn't allow it unless he had a... He wouldn't allow the Illuminati to do jack unless he had a purpose, you know? And you, think about the book of Hosea. Think about that for a second. Really think about that. If you never read it, go read it. Do a AI search. What's the book of Hosea about? About a prophet of God who fell in love with a harlot. He kept giving her a chance time and time again. He married her, had two kids with her. She kept running the streets, kept going back to slavery, kept going back to bondage. Evidently, Hosea had some money. And here's the thing. You know, God put that in Hosea to love that one, just like God put in Jonah to be his personality. God put in Moses and Job. Look at the book of Job. Job didn't know what was going on to him. But if you read Ezekiel and you see how he, God says, go do this. I want you to go lay down and I want you to roll over on your side and then roll over on this side and eat some cow manure and all this stuff. And you can actually see he's doing that to the nation to try to wake the nation up. In other words, God is allowing Ezekiel and Jonah and Moses to do those little acts because this is like a movie. I mean, really. Let's say something changes in your world. Okay, it don't matter what it is. Something changes and it feels like it's supernatural. Okay. Whether you love somebody, it's always about love, right? It's always about love. So you might love a career, you might love a hobby, you might love some woman, or you might, whatever the change. You really think it's you? No, God is using that as an object lesson to teach other people. People on the outside are looking in. The fallen angels and the good angels, all the angels are watching. Job, have you considered my servant Job? Devil? No, but I will now, and I'll go down there. Only reason he loves you is because he's been blessed. And so God is doing these same kind of shows, these same kind of... If he did it in the Old Testament, those were humans, those were people, they were real, and he's doing it as a fractal, it's a fractal. Apostle Paul, he was persecuting the church, trying to kill the church, and he got saved, and then he loved the church. Doesn't that sound like your life? Before you got saved, you hated the religious Bible believers. I'm gonna prove them wrong. You're an atheist. You wanted to kill everybody. Then after you got saved, you wanted to save, get everybody saved. And speaking of that, what happened to that drive? What happened to that passion. Where did it go? It should still be there. But I understand. But if it happened to Paul, it's happening to you. If it happened to Jonah, it's happened to you. If it's happened to Hosea, it's happened to you. If it's happened to Job, it's happened to you. You are on this 3D cartoon script because God is trying to show the nation of Israel. He's trying to show the church. He's trying to show so many types and shadows that to get your heart right, to follow love and truth, you know, to walk in truth, walk in love. I can't even explain. I mean, this is going to take about at least 5 messages, maybe 10, to try to portray what I'm seeing that's happening in reality. You lost your love for that career? Get it back. You lost your love for that person? Get it back. Where did it go? You let the bitterness of life, you lost your love for that passion, whatever it is, where did it go? Because the devil's always messing with you. You lost your love about getting debt free, starting a business. There's probably some saved women out there that said, I'm going to be a good helpmeet. And then the husband was mean and she lost her passion and she's kind of discouraged. Pray about it. Pray about that. I don't know what to tell you. I mean, I'm not God, but I can see that if God puts a supernatural love in you for a person, which is 5D, he's also going to parallel that in the 3D. In other words, what did I say? If God puts a supernatural love in you for a person in 3D, it's because he's putting a supernatural love also in you for the church, 5D, the body of Christ. If he does it the other way around, if he puts a supernatural love in you for the church, then he's also going to do it in a person down here in 3D. And it usually works like this. It usually works, somebody shows up on the scene and you're like, wow, who is that? Wow, I think I'm in love. You know, like the rock and roll songs that I used to listen to. I think I'm in love. I don't understand it. Because God is doing a parallel in the spirit plane for the church. If you're saved, he's going to remind you, hey, I thought you loved the church. I thought you loved the body of Christ. Look, let me bring this person back around to remind you what love is, you know? Let me remind you, yeah, it might be unrequited love. You might not ever meet the person. You might not ever, whatever in the 3D. And if they die, he'll probably put that love in you for somebody else, you know? And so, your 3D life, you think it's your life, but it's just a parallel story of what's happening in the spiritual. It's true in every story in the Bible. It's like you're an avatar going through a script down here. It's like a pop-up story. And you think that drive or that desire came from you, but no, it came from God. Do you think Hosea loving Gomer, you think that was Hosea? In a way it was, but in a way it wasn't. I mean, God gives us free will, but he does stuff. You know, I've been watching scenarios my whole life, and I see these, and I've seen this my whole life, where these women, it might even be your mom, it might be your aunt, but or your girlfriend, your wife, or whatever. It's like women will say, well, I've heard this. He just needs a bunch of kids so he can learn what love is. You see women that there's a man that's not working and sacrificed for his family, and it makes them disgusted. And it's like women are trying to force a man to step into love, you know? And that's what this whole thing is about, They hate the patronage or the paternal. They hate the patriarchy. The patriarchy is nothing but wars. What is really going on there? They're trying to show men, hey, love your neighbor. But they're trying to do it instead of letting God do it. They're and sometimes they're looking at the man and it's really them. Because you know women hate working with women and they actually get jealous of each other like in a split second. So the thing that they're trying to throw onto the man or the patriarchy, maybe they need to look on the inside. Because I don't think they realize what's really going on. But all the types and shadows that's playing out in your life, who you love, who you don't love, who gets on your nerves, the narcissist in your life, the every scenario that's playing out in your life, there's a spiritual parallel. Wow, I love this woman. This woman is, wow. She's just a sinner, just like you are. I mean, you know. But so how is that possible that you could have some kind of great love for this woman? And it might be a woman for a man. How is it possible that you could love this man and he's just a sinner? He's got faults. Why do you love him? Where did that come from? He's just clay. He's just like you. That's why you're called a shorty. You're just a shorter version. You don't even see it. Oh, I'm in love. Where did it come from? And what is the significance of it? It's a higher calling. It's a higher portrayal. It's like a portrait. It's like an image. It's like a movie. It's like, okay, so when you're watching a movie, okay, so you turn this movie on, this love story on this movie, and you start to cry, right? Why do you cry? It's just a movie. Because it's you. You're watching yourself. When you watch the movie, why do you cry? That love story. Why do you cry? Because you're watching yourself. You're watching yourself go through the pain and the agony and overcoming and stepping to the next level. Why are you jealous over somebody? Because God is jealous over his church and God is jealous over his nation Israel. That's where your jealousy comes from. It's not you. And it makes you mad, don't it? Why did I say that? Why am I jealous and I don't want to face the fact that I'm jealous? But, you know, jealousy's stupid. Comparing yourself with one another is stupid. But you still do it. Because it's a storyline in the flesh that points to a spiritual story. I wish I could get this out better, but it just flooded me this morning. And I had to start this series. That all the stories that you see in the scripture, in books, in movies, they are a parallel of your life, but they're also a parallel of a 5D truth that God loves his people, God loves mankind, God loves his church, the bride of Christ, the body of Christ. So when you have a supernatural love for somebody, ask yourself, where did that come from? It's a type and a shadow. He shows you how he feels for his church. I love this woman. What in this world is going on? Where did that come from? God is showing you his love for his church, men, to give out the gospel. Women, why do I love my children so much? You just want to squeeze them. Because God is showing you supernatural love for his children. Wake up. Please wake up.